Hello everyone, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishkon, and welcome to your Midweek Meltdown.
Every Wednesday, we come into your ears and we take a listener's question or struggle or rant
or meltdown
or whatever they want to bring. We unpick it, we chat about it, we try and give advice if we possibly can. By all means, you don't have to listen to it
or take the advice,
because we are not experts.
We're not.
No, we're just two. I was going to say middle-aged women, but you get very upset about that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We're just two women in our 40s, just, you know, battling through life.
Every day.
Yeah.
Interrupting this episode very quickly to let you know about our book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care, and it features only the very best of what Nicole and I have learned in 4 years of being in the trenches of the wellness world.
And it has loads of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing,
not one practice in the book will cost you a penny, but every practice in the book is going to help improve your mental health and your well-being.
It's out now and the link is in our show notes. This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Should we jump in with today's question?
What have we got today?
We had both these questions come in on the same day and they were very similar. So we're going to take them both and tackle them as one, yeah, as it were.
Okay.
These were both the questions. They're both anonymous. The first one was, how do I find direction and some fun in life as a single, divorced and childless woman? And the second question was, self-care for heartbreak divorce, please.
Wow. Okay. How do I find direction and some fun in life as a single, divorced and childless woman? Mm. And I do love that at the top she's given us all of that information about where she's at in life.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a question about how can I find direction and some fun as a woman? Or is it how do I heal being a divorced and childless woman?
Well, I guess everything has changed. The landscape of her life has changed from what it looked like before, right?
Yeah.
So I would say my first thing would be write down 5 things that your kind of this new status in your life, this new place you find yourself at, now enables you to do, and lean into that. So let's say in the marriage, her partner never wanted to go to Europe or America or camping or water skiing. Do something that they didn't want to do, go to a place they didn't want to visit.
You know, I mean, I just have a lot of questions. Mm. I feel there's so much, obviously, we don't know.
Of course.
And I don't really feel at liberty to say, well, you should do A and B and C and D, because they might not be anything that she's interested in. And I do feel like the question presents in a way that she might need to step into some healing, some self-compassion, some self-love. I don't know why, but that's just what I'm sensing in the way that she has, I don't know, just in the way that she's written the question.
I think it's about not having to compromise anymore with anybody else. You can just suit yourself, decorate your place how you want, eat what you want, go to restaurants that you like, well, you be a bit selfish.
You can eat what you want anyway.
Yeah, but you are married. In marriage, as we both know, there is a lot of compromise. There is compromise in everything that you do because you are trying to meet your own needs and also meet the needs of your partner. And so that both of you are as happy as you can both be as much of the time as is possible. But when you don't have to factor in the needs of someone else, I think there is a lot of scope to be a little bit selfish and uncompromising and just paddle your own canoe and do stuff the way that you want to.
In a really fun, there's the word, and empowering way.
Exactly.
And not in a way that allows you to be like to build a wall or to just in a way that you actually just get to do what you want.
Exactly. And as she says, she is child free. So she hasn't actually got to consider anybody apart from herself, which is actually lovely in many ways.
Yes. I guess sometimes it's hard to jump into that.
Yeah.
By the way, I agree with everything you're saying. Mm. And I think that is a really great piece of advice. But sometimes it's hard to jump into the doing before you've sort of processed what you've been through and how you feel about it. So I guess my question to her is, are you okay? And how are you managing what's happened? And have you made your peace with it?
Well, then let's, if we are going sort of backwards on that, then we can then help the second lady who says self-care for heartbreak and divorce, please.
Oh.
Number one has got to be give it time, right? That has to be the number one piece of advice.
And it's so solid, but it's so not the piece that you want to hear.
Of course not.
At the time, but it is so true that everything changes in time. And time is a healer. And the reason that these cliches are cliches is because they are so very poignant and true.
And don't they say that it's about, I know it sounds ridiculous, but don't they say it's like a month for every year you're together? That's how long it takes to get over a breakup.
I didn't know that. That's yeah. Like, it's like jet lag.
Yeah. It's a day like for hour every hour. For,
yeah.
So
an hour for every day.
We obviously don't know how long she was married for, but if you give it that on average, a month for every year you're married, it's, you know, it might be a year, 2 years, if it's a very long marriage, before you feel able to come back into yourself and find your equilibrium again. And
there is something that's springing to mind, actually. Mm. When we did the show on Couch to 5K,
yep.
Before you roll your eyes,
yeah.
The reason that the founder of Couch to 5K created it was born out of heartbreak.
Josh, his name was.
Yeah, that's right. Good memory.
Thanks.
So he was basically suffering with a heartbreak. He'd broken up with his girlfriend. And he'd spent a month on the couch, hadn't he?
Yes.
And he'd spent a month just like crying and not leaving his flat. And then he was not a runner. This guy was not a runner. And eventually he just thought, I can't do this. I'm just going to go out for like a mile jog.
Yeah.
And so he walked for a bit. He jogged for a bit because he was extremely unfit. And then he walked for a bit and he came back and he felt a little bit better than he had the day before just from sitting on the couch. And he thought, actually, I think I'm going to try that again. So he went out the next day and then the next day. And then eventually the runs became longer. The walking in between became shorter. And then eventually he was able to run the 5K. And that's how Couch to 5K was born. Mm-hmm. So I'm not suggesting she needs to go and run because I don't know what her ability is. But something that gives you a really great, healthy focus takes you away from the focus of your heartbreak and your pain. And actually it channels it into something that is really good for you.
And I don't think just one thing. I think a whole list of like good self-care activities, but that are really diverse. So some that you can do indoors when the weather's shit, some you can do outdoors, some that are free, some that you have to pay for, like a whole list so that you can never fail. You can never be like, I've done nothing good today, nothing that brings me joy, nothing that makes me feel good, because there's always something to choose from on this list of big stuff, small stuff, indoor, outdoor.
What would you do?
If I was getting divorced and I was heartbroken,
yeah,
I think I would probably need a lot of support from friends and family. Ask for help.
You could go and listen to that show. It's a really good show.
I think if I was really, really struggling with it, maybe I would want to talk to someone professional about it, because sometimes there might be stuff you need to offload or talk about that you don't want to do that with your friends or family.
Just checking in on that, would you actually? Because I agree.
In all honesty, honesty, I think it would depend on possibly the reasons for the divorce or what was going on or what if I felt able to be open and share with everyone around me or if I felt like there's stuff here that actually I don't want to talk about.
You're saying words, but I'm actually not buying into it.
I don't know.
I love you very much, but you are fucking terrible at asking for help and getting help when you need it.
I am, but you're saying to me, what do I think I would need in that situation? No, and that's what I think I would need.
What would you do? Anyway, it's not about what you would do if you were heartbroken
because
divorced. Because
fortunately, I'm not. And I hope never to be, but one never knows what the future holds.
I think the asking for help was a solid piece of advice. I'm sorry I unpicked it. I feel a bit bad now.
You should.
So you could go listen to our show on asking for help.
And also our show on learning how to have a difficult conversation. Because from what I do know from friends who have gone through a divorce, lots of big emotions come up during the divorce process. There is a lot of communication that needs to be done between you and the partner you're divorcing, and you need to be able to communicate effectively. And sometimes that's very, very tricky. So I think that would be another solid show.
I think the other solid show she should listen to is How to Be Your Own Best Friend.
Yeah, both those ladies actually would be a good show for both of them.
Yeah, so there's some resource for you. And I hope that some of that helps. Honestly, and I'm not a runner, there are no endorphins that are better than after of a run. They are the best endorphins. It is the best natural high you could possibly experience. Even if you run for 5 minutes.
I mean, I have done the running.
You will feel brighter.
I definitely didn't. I cried after running, so I'm not the...
You actually didn't cry after running. You cried before and you loved it after the running and you felt a lot better.
I wouldn't want to do more crying.
No one cries after running. No one.
I cried during as well.
Because your endorphins are flooding your body.
No, I did cry during running as well.
Did you actually cry?
Yeah, I cried. Ran and cried.
You could also go and listen to the Couch to 5K.
Yeah.
For a laugh.
I'm not endorsing running as a cure for heartbreak. I mean, it might be your cure for heartbreak. It definitely wouldn't be my cure for heartbreak.
It would definitely be mine. Anyway, I hope that helps. We will be back on Friday for our weekly wellness roundup show. And make sure that you look after yourselves.
Bye-bye.